Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I've been a little under the weather for the last week or so, and I'm certainly not 100% today, but I think I am good enough to record some stories for you, so I just wanted to jump in here and say thank you for powering through with me. We're in this together. All right, so check this out. I've always enjoyed reading other people's experiences on this page, but I've never posted anything. Mostly because I've never experienced anything until yesterday. I live in Japan and was on the train heading to meet some friends. There was a young woman sitting near me who almost missed her stop because she was napping. I saw her realize that we'd stopped at her station and then she left the train in a rush. I didn't think much of it, but then maybe 5 or so minutes later, I look around and that same woman is standing 3 feet away from me. I swear, I watched her bustle off the train, but there she was, swaying slightly as she napped while standing up. We'd only made one other stop, so there was no way that she could have gotten off and then somehow gotten back on the train within the train schedules. I had to do a double take to make sure I was seeing correctly. It was super freaky. I had my first shared glitch. Oh, he said bless you, right? Thank you. My daughter and I were at the park. I was doing laps around the outside of the 3-foot chain link fence while she played. When it was time to go, I headed out the one opening at the bottom of the enclosed area and walked around the fence to the left, and my daughter was going to hit the slide one more time and meet me at the side entrance. Side note, this whole park, including the chain link fence, is maybe 300 meters. It's not a large park at all. As I'm walking, I look down for a second not to trip on the snow, and when I look back up, my daughter's gone. This whole place is open. You can see through the chain link, and no one else is around. And she's not fast enough to have run away and been able to find something to hide behind in the 3 seconds that I looked away. I obviously stop in panic and frantically look around. Just as I'm about to call her name, I hear, "Mom," and she's standing right there at the top of the playground. There is no way she was there. You can see the entire top of the playground where she was standing. It was open bars, and it sits higher than the fence, so nothing was blocking it. When she got down to me, the first thing she says was, "Where did you go? I looked up and you were gone." What happened? So, back in 2015, one of my cats disappeared. I had been in my apartment for, I think, less than a year at that time, and had 3 cats. I was having new carpet put down this day, so I was going to take them to my sister's house for the day. I put Cookie, my gray cat, in the small cat carrier alone because she had been a little under the weather, and I didn't want the other two to aggravate her. I secured each zipper with one of those colorful pipe cleaner things that you use for crafts. I had to secure it because my cats had learned how to unzip their carrier. I put the carrier in the car behind the driver's seat and put the larger kennel/cage on the seat with the 2 other cats. Their names are Cupcake and Mischief. I rolled my windows down about halfway. I locked the car and engaged the alarm. I walked my daughter to the bus stop in front of our apartment complex. Went back inside to get my purse and stuff since I was going to be out for a while, and then I came back outside to the car. All of this took about 15 or 20 minutes, max. I went to check on Cookie because, like I said, she wasn't feeling well. The other two were fine because I could see them through the opened window when I walked up. I reached down for the carrier and it was empty. I immediately freaked out and checked the zipper on both sides, just knowing that she had somehow unzipped it, but they were still secure. The pipe cleaners were still twisted in the very specific way that I had them. The carrier was still in the exact spot in the exact way that I left it. I had undiagnosed OCD, so for me, things have to be placed just so in very specific ways, or it gives me bad anxiety. And I always remember how I place things, and I can tell when something has been moved by someone else. But there was no opening. I checked all over the car. Nothing. I went back inside because I really started to think I was insane and probably just brought out an empty carrier, which I didn't, because my daughter carried her to the car and was talking to her and stuff before we went to the bus stop. That was her favorite cat. I even opened it so she could pet her before zipping it up and putting the pipe cleaner back on. I searched everywhere for her. Even went back out to the car to check the carrier again, but of course it was still empty. I still can't make sense of it, and my brain hurts to even try. Everything in the car was exactly like how I left it. Everything but Cookie. The doors were still locked. The windows hadn't been messed with, and if someone had reached in to unlock and open the door, the alarm would have gone off, and it never did. Also, if someone was going to steal one of my cats, why not take the two that were easily accessible? Cupcake was a beautiful Lynx Point Siamese. If anyone was going to take one out of the three, it would have been her. But like I said, the alarm would have went off on the car. My car was parked underneath my assigned stall with the driver's side next to a wall so no one could have walked by and been able to see Cookie in the carrier on the floor. Even after taking my two other cats to my sister's, I came back to look around for her inside the apartment again because I felt really insane at that point. It's bothered me for years. It's like she vanished into thin air. This isn't the only strange occurrence that I've had regarding cats, but it's definitely the most disturbing because what the hell? What even is this? Something happened today. I don't have a logical explanation for it, except simple coincidence. I'm in my late 30s. I occasionally will think of random people that I went to school with, and out of curiosity try to look them up online to see who they became after high school, just because I'm curious. Today, at around 10:30 or so, I thought of a random guy from one of my classes. He wasn't anyone significant to me, he just popped in my head. I tried to find him on Facebook, I couldn't, and then I moved on. At around 12:40, I couldn't believe it. He walked by as I was sitting in the parking lot at my job. He walked by my car pretty closely too, almost like he was going to run into it. I saw his face clearly, and it was him. I was stunned. I haven't seen this guy in over 20 years. I randomly think of him, and then I see him. What even is that? This happened yesterday, and honestly, I'm not sure how to feel. I was watching a video of a streamer playing a game that I like to play. Everything was normal until the streamer said something about going to his brother's birthday. I thought to myself, it's his brother's birthday again? And then he mentioned it was his 21st, and when I'd heard him originally talk about it, it was also his brother's 21st. So I just thought maybe he lied before, because I knew for a fact that I've heard him talk about it in a video from months ago. As he continued speaking, I started to realize he was quite literally saying the exact same thing he said when I thought I originally heard it. To make sure it wasn't deja vu, I decided to test my theory and say out loud what he was going to say before he said it, just to see if I was 100% sure. And sure enough, I was right. Even what he talked about after, which was an entirely different subject, I knew verbatim what he was going to say. Because again, I swear I'd watched it already. I went to check for the video in his history that I thought I saw a few months ago, but I couldn't find it. I justified it by saying maybe this was just pre-recorded or reused content, but no. The expansion he was playing in the stream came out just a few days ago, and the live stream had happened the day before. I've had weird things happen, but that freaked me out. Everything seemed so familiar. I was getting gas for my car, and where I'm from, there's gasoline boys that put gas in your car. You don't have to go out and do it yourself. As I opened my windows and mentioned how much and which gas was 500 pesos, I looked in front to see a couple walking out of their car. Then, when I turned back to the gas counter, it was almost done. It sat around 450 pesos already. Confused and startled as to how fast that was, I looked back to the couple to see that they had already walked past me and are now beside my car. I can't remember the past 5 to 10 seconds during that time, and it still haunts me to this day. It happened again. I'm laying in bed watching Minecraft YouTubers on TV. I usually pick 30 to 60 minute videos. A meeting notification goes off from my phone beside me. I looked at it and it says, "Team huddle in 15 minutes. And I read a 2 or 3 lines of what the meeting will be about. When I looked back on the TV, the video was already about halfway done. The guy playing was almost complete on his Minecraft build, and then my laptop beside my bed rang as the meeting was starting. I was so confused to think that 2 lines of information took me 15 minutes to read. I attended the meeting and was really confused, even to this day. Where did the time go? A few years ago, well, 2011 to be exact, my friend and I took our kids and my new car to the mall. It was a pretty big mall and we parked next to the Dick's Sporting Goods like we always do. We go shopping and come out and we can't find my car anywhere. We thought someone had stolen it. It was when OnStar became a thing and I ended up calling them to track it before I called the cops. They said it was still at the mall and had moved locations in over 4 hours, which is how long we were inside the mall. She sent us the location and sure enough, it was parked on the other side of the mall in front of JCPenney. We still joke about it, but it was seriously so odd. Even my son, who was about 7, said he remembers walking through the Dick's Sporting Goods to get inside the mall. I still wonder how that even happened. We definitely didn't just forget where I parked it. Three years ago, my husband's family moved out of state to a small town in Wyoming called Rawlins. From our house, it's about a 6-hour drive. Last year in July, we went for a visit. On our way there, we kept seeing a moving truck. I never did get a good look at the driver, but I could tell it was a woman with dark hair and a bright pink shirt on. For whatever reason, the color of her shirt really stood out to me. We stayed in Wyoming for 4 days. On the morning that we left, we stopped at a gas station in Rawlins to fill up our tank before hitting the interstate. There was someone else at the pump in front of us and a moving truck. I didn't think much of it until a woman walked out of the gas station toward the moving truck, with dark hair and a bright pink shirt. I took notice of her this time, thinking, how odd that we all traveled to the same place and now we're at the same gas station, and she's still wearing the same clothes. I wrote it off as a weird coincidence and began our journey home. We stopped for about an hour or so at one point to eat, and then later on we stopped again to grab some stuff from the dispensary. We live in Colorado and we're over 21. It's legal. About 45 minutes before we made it home, I had to use the restroom, so we stopped at another gas station. I went in, used the bathroom, and then got in the car and waited for my husband, who was still in the gas station. Once again, I saw a moving truck at the gas pumps, and to my disbelief, the dark-haired woman with the pink shirt got out of the truck and went inside the gas station. I never saw her again after that, but I'll always think how crazy it was that we all ended up at the same places multiple times over several days, and she never changed her clothes. To give some context, I bake about 3 or 4 times a week. I bake breads and sweets and stuff like that. And I have a jar of instant dry yeast that I keep in the middle, back, top of the shelf. It has a specific home because this isn't the first time I couldn't find it. And I once left it out of the fridge, so after that I designated it a home. This part is important. Yesterday, I was baking alongside my girlfriend who was cooking dinner in the kitchen. As I was preparing my sourdough, I wanted to add a quick scoop of yeast to give it a little more oomph. When I couldn't find my yeast in the normal spot, I tore the kitchen apart. I checked every cabinet twice, checking its home, which is in the fridge, where I usually keep it, about 5 or 6 times. Basically, rearranging the fridge each time to make sure it wasn't behind something, but focusing my search where I typically keep it. I enlisted my girlfriend's help, and to no avail, 20 minutes went by, and I begrudgingly gave up. My bread really needed that yeast, and it ended up way flatter than I wanted. Naturally, a few hours later, I pop open the fridge, and there was my jar of yeast. Exactly where I left it last time in the fridge. Basically, I felt mocked. It was strange. Not the strangest thing that's ever happened, but I felt like I should start documenting these glitches. It's only me and my girlfriend in the apartment, and she's not one for practical jokes, and she wanted the bread to turn out good too because we were bringing it to a New Year's dinner party. Does anyone else experience any extra glitches lately? This happened last night. I was working on some clay projects and had just finished, so I got up to wash my hands. I rolled up the sleeves of my sweatshirt, and as I was washing my hands, I saw a tack stuck in the crease of my sweatshirt. I was so confused. There's no clue how the hell it got there. I was thinking to myself, dude, all you've been doing is sitting down, painting and sculpting. How did you get a tack in your sweater? I was going to grab it and toss it out when I dried my hands. I grabbed the paper towel, wiped my hands, and when I went to grab the tack, it was gone. I didn't hear it hit the floor, but was standing on a small mat that I have at the kitchen sink, so I assumed it was there. No. I've looked everywhere on the floors and counters. The thing is gone. I checked the sink, and nothing. Both drain baskets are in place and it's not there either. This is one of the weirdest, inexplicable things that I've ever experienced. The tack being there in the first place, I still don't understand. Nothing has fallen off my walls or anything. I don't have any loose tacks in my home. They're all in a sealed case in a drawer in my bedroom. I'm so confused. Your sweater wanted a tack snack. I I refuse to accept that I messed up counting this many times, so this has to be some sort of glitch. I'm making cake pops. I rolled out little cake balls on a tray and counted 15, five rows of three. I put them in a freezer to firm up while I cleaned up and gathered the rest of my ingredients. When I took them out 10 minutes later, I noticed there was only four rows of three. It's only 12. I counted them several times and I got 12 every time, and figured I must have miscounted the first time. Simple enough of an explanation. I dipped them in chocolate and put them back in the fridge. A couple of hours later, I take them out, and now there's 14. What in the cinnamon toast cake balls is going on? This happened about 2 years ago. It's not as creepy or weird as most of the posts on here, but it's confused the hell out of me and my fiancé ever since. Around 2 years ago, we were about to go on holiday. When we go on holiday, we always keep our two cats in. They usually like to go out first thing in the morning, so that we can get them in the cat carrier and take them to the cattery while we're away. This one morning, cats were in. I had made sure the night before while they were in to close all the windows. This isn't the first time we've had to do this for vet trips, holidays, and stuff like that. I get the cat carriers. They freak out, as always. My female cat runs upstairs. She's by far the more nervous of the two. I manage to get the male cat in his carrier. Me and my partner go upstairs to find the female cat, and she's nowhere to be seen. At this point, that's pretty normal. They'll always try to hide anywhere that they can in this situation. We spend about a half an hour searching every single possible place in this house, but to no avail. Still thinking she's found some ridiculous hiding place. In the past, she has managed to hide under a dressing gown that was on the floor, in drawers under the bed that we have, and I have no idea how she managed to squeeze into other various hiding places. Beginning to get a little distressed at this point, as we have to leave soon to get them to the cattery and leave for the airport. I go downstairs for a triple check. Cats can obviously be really elusive when they want to, so she could have snuck past us, of course. And I see my cat sitting waiting at the door to be let in. Both of us had absolutely no idea how it happened, and were absolutely blown away and confused. The strange part is, she seemed to have completely forgotten about the fear and anxiety of going in the cat carrier and trying to hide. She just strolled in. I grabbed her and I put her in the carrier. We're both kind of freaking out at this point, so again, I check every single door and window in the house, and not a single one is open or unlocked. Now, I'm not a believer in anything supernatural, really, but this one really weirded us both out, and I still think about it to this day. Maybe there's some explanation or something I miss, but I've never been able to work it out. Maybe someone in here has an obvious answer, because we don't. On my way home from work, I stopped and picked up a 10-pack of Timbits and a drink. I got home, but I forgot the donuts in the car. A couple of hours later, I realized, so I went back to grab them. Once I got into the kitchen, I opened the box and there was a small gold chain hanging out inside the box on the corner. I thought maybe someone's bracelet had fallen off and gotten into the box because, you know, logic. My parents came home about an hour later and I told them what happened and showed them the chain. My mom gets this clouded look on her face and goes, "No, where did you actually find this? We've been looking for this for ages. This is a gold tie chain that your dad got as a gift when we got married, and it's been missing for a while." I was dumbfounded. I literally found it inside the closed box of Tim Hortons donuts that I brought home just hours earlier. They didn't believe me, and I got in trouble. My most recent glitch happened last month when I bought myself 2 jars of pesto sauce. I put them both in the fridge on the same shelf. Later that week, I opened the fridge and what do I freaking see? 3 jars of pesto, all from the same brand. I know I didn't buy the third one since I was perfectly aware that I had 2 freshly bought jars, and I'm very organized with my shopping since I'm broke and don't have extra money to spend on pesto. My mom, who's the only person besides me that lives in my apartment, also wouldn't have bought another jar of sauce since A, the woman hates pesto, and B, we usually grocery shop together on the weekends, and I know she hasn't gone to the store in the middle of the week without me since she hasn't asked me to take the groceries in. She never carries the grocery bags from the car herself, I don't know. I looked at the jars and 2 of them were identical, while 1 had a different expiration date. I assumed this was the imposter since I got my 2 original jars at the same time, and they would have likely been identical. I laughed and showed my mom the 3 jars and joked that 1 would definitely disappear tomorrow, and she told me to eat the glitch pesto and see what would happen to me. She also confirmed that she wasn't just playing a prank on me and just randomly bought more pesto. In a very fitting turn of events, the 3rd jar disappeared the next day.